So we discussed in previous years that this is a very apt time of the year to go out to make milchama. We're fighting with our greatest enemy, our Yetzer Hara. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, go out to war, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. And it begins with the most incredible pasuk. Here we're talking about a fast toya. Let's bring context into here. Yecheskel Abramsky, he was the Av Basin of London based in. He eventually moved over here to Yerushalayim, to move to Beit Vegan. He started off famous Groshul, an Ilui, an incredibly impressive person. So he came to England and he started teaching Gemara to intellectuals. But, you know, professors, lay people, you know, professionals, they weren't necessarily from at all, but they were they were incredibly taken by his ability to articulate, to explain difficult sugyas, and they were taken by him and they enjoyed the shir very much. And they're learning through the Gemara Kedushin, and everything was going very well until they came to the Sugyan Dokzav Chof Aleph from a base. And there, the Gemara talks about over there about the whole concept of a fast toya. What's the story? We have somebody who goes out to war and he gets overtaken by desire. And he's allowed to take, in certain regulations, it's going to be regulated, but in certain ways, he's allowed to take this non-Jewish woman back to his home and take her for a wife. So the Gemara says, what's the day behind it? Says the Gemara, what's that? It's very strange, very strange. Says the Gemara, says the Gemara, V'ra'isa b'shivya, b'shashiva eshes, v'afila eshes ish. Even a married woman, yifas toya, Yossi fast toya, says the Gemara, Dibra Torah elik neged Yetzer Hara. The Torah is only speaking against the Yetzer Hara, against evil desire. Mutav sheyechli Yisrael bosa tumusus shechutos. Better for Yisrael to eat meat of a dangerously ill animal that has been properly shechted, properly slaughtered, by yechlu bosa tumusus nevelos. And rather to eat an animal that's dead already. In other words, the analogy is that this soldier is going to become so overcome by desire that he's not going to be able to control himself. And therefore, we adapted the halachas and we changed it to an extent to allow him to do things that a regular person may not do. And they were up in arms. If that is what the Torah allows you to do, then you can understand that in many situations, we can't keep kosher either. You know, just like the soldier couldn't keep, you know, his thoughts and his actions, and the Torah allowed him to stray a little. So if that's the case, no, I can't keep kosher, or I can't keep Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers that he should allow me to have a bit of hanachot, some discounts in my Yiddishkeit as well. That's what they asked him. So Rav Abramsky answered back to them in a very, very sharp form, and he said to them, if you'd be people who are ignoramuses, if you're people who are on a low intellectual level, I can understand that question. But dealing here with people who are intellectuals, you're dealing here with people who are smart. You ask me that question, it means this is the only place where the Torah told me that you got to give them a discount. Which means in every other situation, any time a person's put in a situation, he can control himself. This is the only situation our Kodesh Baruch Hu has given that person this ability. And he says, you know, he says, why do you always look at it within a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, it's too difficult, therefore we'll change the Torah. We'll be, quote-unquote, progressive. He says, let me give an example. He said, my children grew up, and while they were growing, their feet grew. So the shoes that fit them at an earlier age, they outgrew later on. So what are the options? You can either cut their front of it, and the feet and toes can go out, which isn't that good. Or they can go barefoot, or you've got to buy new ones. Agreed? Do we all agree with that? Yes. So I've got another option. Why didn't you just chop the toes? Chop the toes to fit the shoes.
Only in China.
Chop the toes. So you say, why isn't that an option? He says, because obviously you consider something as a ikkah, the main thing, and a toffel is the minor thing. In other words, the main thing is the person. The main thing is the toes. The question is, how do we deal with these toes? But nobody's going to start chopping off the toes to fit the shoes. The shoes aren't the main thing. He says, the different perspective is that I believe Torah is the most important thing. You don't start messing around with the Torah. You don't start chopping up the Torah. And you start working around. You may need new shoes. You may have to go barefoot. But you don't start playing around with the Torah. You look at the person as a main thing, and therefore, according to you, you can start chopping up the toes, right? That is what the Torah is telling us over here. The Torah is telling us a very, very important message. And that is that if fas toya is the only situation where the Torah understands that a human being requires assistance, where a human being acquires to have ability to adapt in a situation to allow him to overcome it. Now, what does that mean? Let's just get this in a concept. Let's get this within where we're holding over here.
Well, what's the difference if he sees her only at war, right?
Yes.
So he has a hara, he wants her.
Yes.
What about the regular guy? He walks on the street, he sees a beautiful woman.
Oh. So how is this relevant? Okay, Baruch Hashem. You know, war isn't that common.
No,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
He had hardly anything to eat. He was away from his wife. He had to go far away.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's understand this carefully. Let's understand this. It's a very, very good point. It's a very good point. Now, war, have you been to war?
Yeah.
Yeah, where have you been?
In Sinai. Egypt.
Is it normal? Is it like the regular thing, like you have your cornflakes, and then you just drive a tank, and then you come back home, you put in your slippers, you have nice food, and then the next day you just drive a tank as well. You may kill a few people, you may not kill a few people, you may almost be killed. Is it normal? You're living in a world of craziness. You're living in a world of broken down boundaries. You're living in a world where your life is in danger, where even if you killed somebody else, you have to live with that post-trauma. Yeah, it's very difficult to kill an enemy sometimes, right? It's difficult, right? You're living, but some people have to live it. Sometimes it's a difficult thing to do, right? And therefore, you're living in that situation where you're not thinking. This is sometimes a human being. You're right. Sometimes we're not living in Muhammad, but sometimes people get overcome in a society, in an environment that is crazy. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with that? What's the Torah teaching me? We're dealing here with the parasha of Tshuva, and it starts talking about Ifas Toya. What has it got to do with me? How do we deal with this parasha? So I want to give this, it's my own idea, I want to give it with a moshel. Okay, I want to give it with a moshel.
I think it's more to punish the enemy. You can take all the women, you take them away.
It's not, because later on in the parasha clearly says, if you don't want to take her, if you don't want to take her, right. You've got to send her back, you mustn't sell her. It's all done in order to give her the respect for putting her through this suffering. Yeah? And if you look in the Ibn Ezra all the way through, all this is about looking after her, not looking after yourself. But that's a separate share. Yeah? That's a separate share. Here we have an idea over here. Let's understand, let's try and marshal, yeah, they would all understand. Yeah? Let's say there's a guy, from New York, yeah, who is an accountant. Yeah? A very normal, very regular, Jewish guy, not flashy, living in a nice house, and he has, let's say, a Toyota Prius. Yeah? Toyota Prius. Prius called? What's it called? Prius. Toyota Prius. Yeah, it's a nice car, and it does 18 to a litre, whatever it is. Yeah, nice car, relaxing car. And you know, he's quite happy with it, everything is fine. You get the model so far? Okay, now, he goes along and he goes with his wife to Miami, right? And he goes there and he's driving around. Yeah, and he's got this little car that he hired from the car hiring company. I don't know, he has this little Mustang, whatever it is. And looks around, and everyone is driving around with convertibles. Everybody's driving around convertibles. Bright red convertibles. Yeah, with double exhaust, with flat, with the brass and the wheels. You never seen the real cars where the wheels spin? Yeah? You got these spinning wheels, yeah? And this, he looks around himself, and, you know, he says to his wife, I've got this little black Prius at home. This is a car I want. A bright red convertible. Yeah? With the leather seats. That's what he wants. Sugar or not?
No.
So, in Miami, he's no sugar. In Miami, he's perfectly normal. Yeah? Now, his wife says to him, Beryl, you're crazy. You can't bring this back home. He says, why not? Everyone here is driving around with that. What's the matter? Beryl, you can't. You can't. So he goes into the car sales. He goes into the sales room shop there, and the sales room, and there they have all this beautiful lighting exactly on the car. The car looks, there's amazing. He sees a second-hand car there. The guy is one of these glib fellow with a with their hair all gelled, and he walks over to him and he says to him, I've got a deal for you, but just for today. From today, if you don't get it today, it's over. $25,000, you get this car, and the car looks beautiful, the lights are on it perfectly, it's shining. And he sits inside the car, and he got the seats, and the guy is really for it. His wife said, Verily, you're not taking that car home. There's no way you're buying that car. He said, why not? I've got the money. More or less, I want that car. So I said, okay, you know what, we'll make a pshara here. We'll make a compromise. Do you mind if we get this car shipped to New York for 1 month? We'll pay you $1,000 just for the thing. Ship for 1 month, and we'll have a trial run. And if he likes it, we'll pay you the $25,000. If not, we'll send it back and we'll pay you $1,000 for the thing. Guy says, no problem. You'll love it. There's no problem. Take it. Vavakasha. Okay, he gets it shipped. And kids come home and they say, Dad, what's that big red car doing outside? Yeah, kids, it's mine. No, you're joking. You can't drive that car. Are you going to go to Kailas in that car? Nobody drives a car. No way. Says Apostle. You're going to Mulchama Levech on the son of Shem Lekech Biotech of Shvisa Shivya. You got the Shivya. Re'isa B'Shivya, Eishes Yifas Toya. Okay, again, we just switch one for the other. Now, again, I'm not saying anything wrong, Alpi Halacha, to buy a bright red convertible. I don't know anything wrong. I'm just using that as a moshel of a silly Yetzer Hara, and that could be implied right across the board, right? V'chashakta bo. And you got a cheshuk v'lekach to v'chol isha. So what's the first thing? Take it out of Miami. Take it out of Midian. Take it out of ever you're fighting. Go and bring it back to your society. Go and bring that car and bring it back home. In other words, when a person has a Yetzer Hara, when he's in an environment where they give that credit, where they believe that is great, then in order for you to fight it, you can't fight it in that environment. Sometimes you've got to take it out. You had once a Talmud in Aish, and he wasn't yet completely committed. And he said, I'll be honest with you, Rabbi, I'm going back for holiday time, for vacation time, back home, and I'm going to have to have chazer. So I said to him, listen, it's not all or nothing, but where do you have your chazer? He said, I usually have my chazer in this very, very beautiful restaurant. I asked him, where are you going to stay when you go there? I'm not going to stay by my parents, because I'm not going to be away. I'm going to stay by my brother in his apartment. He's got a few friends. I said to him, do me a favor. By all means, buy the chazer, but do takeaway. Don't eat it there. Do it takeaway. Buy it, but do takeaway. And eat it in your apartment. He said, fine, okay. You really allow me to buy it? Absolutely. I'm not going to say no. If you can't, you can't. Do takeaway. So he did a takeaway. He took it back to his brother. And there's this smell coming out, and his friends are saying, what is that? Don't ask. What is it? You crazy, eating chazan? Okay, Chuck, he chucked it away and he got himself something else. So the first idea is, take her home. Take his ifas toya back home. Take the car back home. Do a takeaway. Because in a person's environment of shtus, you can't think properly. Weiter. V'gilcha es reisha v'osso es tiponel v'esira es simlas shivyo me'olel, says Apostle. What do you have to do? Says Rashi, they used to dress up well for Muhammad in order to encourage his people to do snus for them. And it all looked very, very glamorous. It looked very dazzling. So number one is, when it comes to these kind of nisyonos, what you have to do is, take the car, it's all shiny now, it's been all waxed up, take it and allow it to stand in the dust. Don't clean it. For 30 days, don't clean it. And suddenly, you don't have the lights in it anymore, and it gets a bit dusty, and you have it outside your house, it doesn't look that great. Okay, it doesn't look that great. So here we have this Isha who is all glamorous, and you bring her back, and you shave off her hair, and you chop her nails off, yeah, and you put on her plain clothes. You know what? The Yetzirah doesn't even look that great anymore. In other words, when you strip down a Yetzirah Hara, when you strip down any Yetzirah Hara, it may be Lashon Hara, it may be a business deal, whatever it is, if you strip it down to its real things, it doesn't have that much pull. It's not that great. No, it's but at the beginning it all looks fantastic, but you strip it down to what it is, it really isn't great. So number one is, take it out of the society, move out, and let other people pressure you in order to help you do the right thing. Number two is, take it and take it back to allow it to lose its glamour, lose its shine. Carries on the pasuk. Ubochso for Yoshua Veisachel. What's Yoshua Veisachel? She's got to sit in your house. Says Rashi. Bayis Shemishdamish boy. The house that you use. Nichnas v'niskabo, Yetzer v'niskabo. She's sitting there in the house, and she's got her legs stretched out, and every time you come in, you fall over her. Every time you go out, you fall over her. It's a pain in the neck. So the wife says, no, you're not parking the car. You're not parking the car. You're parking the car in the middle of the driveway that blocks up everything. He's going, he sees his car. He gets in the way. You can't park the other car. You can't get in. You can't get out. What's the idea behind this? The Torah is telling us that besides something doesn't suit you, society tells you it doesn't suit you, besides it's not that glamorous, it's a real pain in the neck. Sometimes avera is a real pain in the neck. You're left with a guilt. You're left with the inconvenience of the costs. You're left with the inconvenience of your stature and your... It's just not worth it. It's a real pain. It costs. It's painful. It costs. Carries on the pasuk. Ubochso esoviyav es ima yerach yomim. And she'll cry for father and a mother a whole month. What's the idea behind that? What's avedus? It's not avedus. She's a goy. Her parents are goy. Why is she crying? So this is avedus. Says Rashi, in order, kol kach lomo kadei shtehi bas Yisrael semecho v'zulat tzuvo. In other words, she should look miserable. She should be sad. That's Rashi's pshat. I'd like to say another pshat, and that is that ubochso seviyah. You have to encourage her to cry for her parents. Yes, you encourage it. Oh, your father. Yeah, tell me about your father. And you start speaking to her about your father. Yeah, tell me about him. And you realize my father. You know what a special man he was. He would eat a whole Christmas pudding in one go. What's a Christmas pudding? You know, Christmas pudding. It's his thing. I don't know what you're talking about. And you realize, you start talking to each other, you completely don't fit. Your environment, where you came from, your upbringing, your father, I don't even know that what this, the world is where you're living in. It possibly doesn't fit who I am. And therefore, when a person understands a chet, yeah, let's say this car, back to the moshel of the car, right? The wife says, you know what? Mavakasha, you want the car? Fine. You've got this little convertible. Now do the Shabbos shopping. You go along to the Shabbos shopping. Where are you going to put all the stuff? It's a little tiny boot, right? Where are you going to put all the stuff? It's not putting it in a front seat. Doesn't look that great, starts, right? No, it doesn't. No, but you have to do the kids. You got to put the kids in the back seat.
Don't let the kids in the convertible.
So it also doesn't fit, right? Doesn't fit with your... You've missed the beginning of the muscle, David. You missed it, right? And therefore, it doesn't fit. And therefore, you realize, Bochso Sevilla, it doesn't fit who you are. Yeah? Carries on a pasuk. And then Rashi said a very important point. That you should realize and contrast what you have and what you don't have. And therefore, again, what the parasha says over here is not some crazy story about a person going out to war, nothing to do with me, and he sees it, he fast toya, nothing to do with me. It's a beginning of the parasha of tshuva. When a person goes out to milchama, how should you deal with the yetzer hara? Number one, leave the environment of the yetzer hara. Take it home. Get people around you who are going to speak sense to you. Number one. Number two is the idea of strip it down. Realize what it really is. Is it that great? Let it cover. Let it get some dust. Yeah, Gilchas Roshos, realize that it really isn't that great. This Chazit isn't that great. The Lashon Hara isn't that exciting. What are you going to gain from it at the end of the day? Is it really that great? Allow it to settle on you that it's not that fantastic. And then the Pasuk says, realize it doesn't suit you. Where you come from and what the Chet is, it doesn't fit into your lifestyle. It doesn't fit into who you are. And then the Pasuk says, after the Va'achra came Tovele Ve'alta, afterwards you can come and marry her. What's afterwards? Afterwards means without the pressure. You don't have this guy here, yeah, with a big watch and the moustache and the big gelled hair, and telling you you got 2 hours, otherwise it's all over. No, otherwise I'm sorry, the deal's only on for the day. Leave me, no pressure. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. Once a person thinks about it and uses his head, then everything falls into place. And I believe it's Amish Emeslam Mitoy. The Gemara says. In the previous parasha, when you're talking about the Meshulch Mochami who call out and say, V'dibra Shoytirim Ela'om, and you say to them, who built a house, go back home. Who built a kerem, who planted a vineyard, go back home. And then he says, Mir isha yoy veracha levov. Who's afraid? Go back home. What's afraid of what? Afraid of what? Says machlekes in the Gemara. Bekiva says k'mashmo. He's afraid of hearing the tanks and hearing the planes. He's afraid. The other mafarshim Yesi says that is hayorei ma'averu shebiyodoi. He is afraid of the aver that has in his hand. Says the Gemara. It's a quote from the Gemara. What's aver shebiyodoi? Says the Gemara. What's the example you use? A person who speaks before, between putting on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. That is a very shibiyodo. That is such as, that is example you bring, a very shibiyodo. Talk about a person who's not medakdik in a tilisadayim. A person who's not, why dafka that mitzvah? So I'd like to say that a person who's going out to war, what's that? The Gemara says. Yeah, the Gemara says a person misha soch bin tefillin shel yad the tefillin shel rosh. What's hadir, but why dafka that? So I'd like to say that the concept over here of going to Muhammad is the idea of having the taivish of a lev. You realize you've got taivish, a person that has animalistic desires, and that's in the lev. But if it doesn't connect his mind, the rosh doesn't connect his mind to his heart, then he's going to get lost in Muhammad. If a person knows that he has nisyonos, a person knows he has tests, he knows life isn't easy, and he has taivish. That's fine. If you connect straight away the idea of tefillin shel rosh and realizing, yes, I have taivish, I've always got to use my head, I've got to slow down, I've got to go back to society, I've got to internalize how it's going to fit into me, how it's not going to fit into me, then he's going to be safe. But a person who's soch, a person who says, no, I have desires, and a different thing is my head, and don't put two together, don't go to war. Stay home, it's dangerous, don't go to war. That is why I use that example. And finally, the Pasuk says, send her away. I just want to finish off with this. What's send her away? Very quickly, send her away means, in much as you can, realize that you've got to completely disassociate with Avera, have nothing to do with it, and on an ongoing basis. Dr. Tversky brings a story of a doctor, of somebody, a student, who was very addicted to different kinds of tablets and different things like that. And eventually he broke away, he went to AA, and wherever it was, and he broke away and went to university. He became a doctor in what? In addictions. He lectured all around the world in addictions. And he later on, he had some terrible infection that he needed Valium. Is Valium addictive? Is that whatever it is? Yeah, he said that to the doctor, I can't take it because if I start taking this, who knows what will happen? The doctor says, don't worry, I'll give it to your wife. And she will give you every day, four times a day you've got to take a tablet, she'll give you four times a day a tablet, and you'll be fine. Okay? So the first couple of days was fine. Then he kept the tablets in his pocket until the evening he took all four together and he had a high and he fell all the way back there again. Send the Yetzer Hara away. That is the Seitz Mulchama Levecho. Strip it down. Realize it's nothing there. It doesn't fit into me. It's just not worth it. Yashukar.